Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2, text number 11. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Asochyan,
Asochyan,
Andasochas,
Andasochas,
Kvam, Rajyavadam,
Rajyavadam,
Ta, Vashase,
Vashase,
Vithasum,
Vithasum,
Agathasum, The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Ashotyan,
that
which is not worthy of lamentation.
And the
Shota, you are lamenting.
You are lamenting.
Sam,
you.
Pragyavadam,
learned talk.
Cha, also. Pashase,
speaking.
Gata,
lost.
Asum,
life.
Agata,
not
past. Asum,
life.
Cha,
also.
Na,
never.
Anushochanti,
lament.
Pandita,
the learned.
Translation. The Blessed Lord said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead.
Sri Bhagavan Uvasa Asatyan Anasutasam Pragyabhadan Subhakasi Vatasam Avatasam Sa Ranukutan Dipandita. This is the bhashan of Krishna in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. First of all, it is saying here that the author, not author, the compiler, who recorded the talks between Krishna and Arjuna, and then put it systematically in a book form. So, he says that Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan means the Supreme Person. Just like in this meeting, amongst my students, I am the Supreme Person. Similarly, in the state, there is a Supreme Person, the President or the Prime Minister. So everywhere, he'll find out one Supreme Person. Without a Supreme Person, nothing can be managed. Order-giving person. This is everlastingly existing, and he cannot avoid this. Even in communist country, they also have the Supreme Person dictate. So, taking the whole universal affair, the nature, how things are going on, the sun is rising early in the morning, it is setting exactly in due time, then the moon is coming. Everyone in big planetary system, they are working very systematically. The astronomical calculation is so perfect that they say 1/10,000 part of a second is also calculated. And so accurately things are moving. So in the Brahma Samhita it is said, yatchachurisa samhita sagala grahana. The sun is the eye of all the planets. We have got eyes, but unless there is sunrise, what is the value of our eyes? We cannot see. We are very much proud of our eyes. We want to see everything, but we do not calculate the value of our eyes. Unless there is sunshine, we cannot see. At times, unless there is electricity or moonlight or some lamp, we cannot see. And still, we are very much proud of seeing. This is called illusion. We have no power. We are put under certain condition when we work. Otherwise, we cannot work. Prakriti kriyamana. Prakriti, material nature, puts us under certain condition and we work accordingly, not independent. And the Prakriti, material nature also working under company. It's like when you go on the street, you see red light and green light. As soon as you see green, red light, you stop your car. So, this red light and green light is being manipulated by the police. And the police is working under government. Similarly, this whole material nature is acting like red light or green light, but behind that red light or green light, there is the Supreme Brain. That is the Supreme Personality of God. So, as a layman or a child cannot understand how the red light and blue light, green light is working, he sees things. He thinks automatically it is being done. There is foolishness. It is not being automatically done. There is machine. There is manipulator behind this red light. So this is intelligence. Anyone who is concluding that on this tree the red light and green light is working automatically, there is no brain behind it, is a rascal. Similarly, the whole material cosmic manifestation is working in the big sun planet. It is also working under certain direction. Jastra-sri-sa-sa-vita-sa-palam-grahana. Without sunrise, nobody can see. Not only in this planet, in other planets also. Sakalam-grahana. So, this sun planet is so important. Day and night, year and millions of years, everything is being calculated on the solar system. So, this powerful planet is described as the eyes of everyone. Without sun sign, nobody can see. Jastra-sri-sa savita sagala graha. Raja, it is considered as the king of all planets, Raja. Sagala grahana. All the planets, they are moving, rotating on the heat of the sun. heat and light, and they are walking on the light of the sun. Sun is so important, and everything is described in the Vedic literature. So that sun also working under somebody's direction. The sun is rotating the orbit at the speed of 16,000 miles per second and by the order of somebody that is moving. This is knowledge. So the Supreme Person is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means six kinds of opulences. The richest, the most powerful, the wisest, the most beautiful, the most influential, and the most renowned at the same time. Like this whole cosmic manifestation is created by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but you will not find him here. This is interesting. Many millions of universes are watching by his will, but he is not interested. For example, just like a big, capitalist, he has got many factories. And if you go to the factory, there's a Tata factory, iron factory, you'll find huge factories going on. But Mr. Tata is not there. Things are going on. Similarly, all cosmic manifestation going on, it is under the wheel of Krishna. But he is not present here. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mathani sarvabhutani. Everything is resting on me. Any factory, every worker knows that the whole factory function resting on the Supreme Person. He knows that. That can catch you that. Mathani sarvabhutani. Laham tesu avasthi. But I am not there. Similarly, Bhagavan means that he, under his will, under his power, everything is working so nicely, systematically. But if you want to see God, Krishna, you cannot see. He is not there. He is in Goloka Vrindavan. But his influence is so extensive that even without his personal presence, things are going on so nicely. This is called Bhagavan. Bhagavan means this. So, here in this Bhagavad Gita, that Bhagavan is giving you knowledge. So how much perplexity we have to consider. Vyasa could have said, Sri Vyasa was, no, Bhagavan was. It is so authoritative. So, whatever he says, there cannot be any change. It is all perfect. Unfortunately, we ourselves will not take Bhagavad Gita as it is. We want to change it according to our means. This rascal has ruined the whole world. Otherwise, if they would have preached Bhagavad Gita as it is, the world situation would have been different. Everything would have been in order, tranquility, peace, and everybody would have been prosperous. But the rascal is not. That is the defect. Therefore, our team effort is how to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. Very honest. If we take him now, in this distorted condition of the world, if we accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, then it still will be benefited. There is no doubt about it. Therefore, our appeal is that throughout the whole world, people should come, try to understand Bhagavad Gita and set up examples and do the needful, then everything will be peaceful. This is the peace power. Bhoktaram jagadhavasam sarvalokamahishtanam sridam sarvabhutanam. Sridam sarvabhutanam. Srid means values. But here is the supreme values. He wants, Krishna wants, that wherever you live peacefully and happily. Therefore he is called sweet. He is desiring everyone's happiness. Therefore he comes himself to advise, to instruct how to live, how to follow the instruction. And he leaves this behind him such books as Bhagavad Gita. And he sends his representative representative to revive our consciousness. This business is going on. Not only in the human society, even in the animal society, anyone, even in the demigod society, things are going on there. Therefore we should know, whatever Bhagavan says, there cannot be any mistake, any illusion, any cheating, or any imperfectness. Then it will be there. And that is the fact. The word used, Bhagavad-vaca, means this instruction is neither mistaken, nor illusion, nor cheating, nor imperfect. Whatever we teach, we speak, we condition so, as I say, that we are very much proud of our eyes, but we cannot see without sunlight. We cannot see without electricity. But that is our defect. We are possessing everything defective, still we are proud. We are perfect. That is cheating. We are not perfect. But Krishna, Bhagavan, is not like that. If you think Krishna is also like us, Abhijananti Manamurha Manasin, because he teaches exactly like a human being, he appears. Therefore, you say, no, he may be a little more intelligent than me after all. He is that. No, he is Bhagavan. We have to understand. So, the problem was that Arjuna was not willing to fight, considering his family members not to be killed. Nobody, of course, would like to kill his family member. So that was natural. But this family relationship, or national relationship, community relationship, this is due to this bond. I accept somebody as my brother, because he has got the body from the same father from whom I have got this body. But the body is byproduct from the father's body. So this bodily relationship is material. Material means outward, external. It is not real relationship. The father is a soul, I am a soul, my brother is a soul. So we are related on the spiritual platform in relationship with God, because soul is not matter. our material father is, material father means we see the material body. We do not see the soul of the father. Neither the father sees the soul of the son. Everyone under illusion, we are simply seeing the body and accepting as kinsman. So this illusion was to be removed by Krishna. And therefore he said, Asacharanasuchatam, you are lamenting over the body. It is very difficult. You are lamenting over Asacharanasuchatam. What is this body? It is simply a lump of matter. As soon as the soul is out of this body, what is the value of this lump of matter? It will be thrown in the street. And somebody will kick on the head, nobody will care. Nobody will care. But so long the soul is there, it will touch the hair even while you are touching anything. But when the soul is not there, on the same feet, and somebody kicks, nobody will care. This is the position of the body. Therefore it is said, asochyam, it is garbage. Why you are lamenting on this garbage? Asochyam, anusutasna. You are talking, very learned man, that if I kill my brothers, my brother's wife will be widow, and there will be prostitutes, and then the whole family will go to ruin. These are all external conditions. This is real education. You are thinking on terms of the body. Therefore, it is not very important subject matter. Real subject matter, what will happen to the soul? That is real important. But the whole world, they do not know what is important. All aspects that concern in this body. That is not wonderful, that is natural. Even if we know, still if there is some bodily pain, we become very much disturbed. But we should know always, remember, that I am not this body. The same example, that I have got a very nice car, Rolls-Royce car, I have got a passenger. That is all right. But we should know always that I am not this Rolls-Royce car, I am different from. This is knowledge. I may have some attachment for my car, that is natural. I paid for it, I liked it, but in spite of all these considerations, I am not the Rolls-Royce star. The Rolls-Royce star is a lump of matter. I am using it. Similarly, you should always remember that I am using this material body for my transaction, different transaction. But I am not this material. But a devotee, he uses this material body, utilizes it properly. Just like we are also going by aeroplane, by motor car. But we have no concern with it. I have come to your country by aeroplane, not to see your country. I have come for Krishna's business. To see if I can induce you to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we have no concern with this aeroplane or motor car or anything. We take advantage. Similarly, when we take advantage of this body for advancing in Krishna consciousness, then it is very nice. Nibbandhi, Krishna Sambandhi, that is also renouncement. He has no attachment. He simply uses things, then that thing becomes spiritual. Actually, it is spiritual. And when it is not used for spiritual purposes or Krishna's purposes, it is neutral. The same thing. What is the difference between material and spiritual? That is, picture is there. There are so many pictures. People may say that really the same picture why these people are worshipping and offering arati and chanting. But this picture is spiritual because it enhances or infuses a spiritual consciousness. That would be spiritual. Of course, it is not very easy to understand immediately, but the ultimate issue, everything is created by Krishna or God. So by seeing everything, if you remember Krishna, then that is spiritual. If that is spiritual. Anyway, for ordinary man, this does not happen. Therefore Krishna says that you are lamenting for the body. It is astonishing. And you are talking like a very learned man. Everyone is fine talking very learned man. And he knows something, but asking what he wants, I'm Indian, and Mr. Satansat, and father of Satansat, the body. However great he may be, he identifies with the body. And according to Shastra, so long we shall identify with this body, we are no better than the cats and dogs, because they also identify with the body. Therefore Krishna says, why? I'm wrong? Yes. Because gatasum avatasum ishta. The body, whether with this soul or without this soul, it is material. So long in the soul is there, we should not be very much interested in the bodily comforts. He will be interested how to make progress in spiritual consciousness. General people, they are simply engaged to get bodily comforts. The whole world is going on. The material civilization means bodily comfort. They are increasing their activities. They take it as civilization. That to increase the bodily comfort supply. That is their idea. But they do not know that even if we are able to increase to the largest extent our bodily comfort, the body will not exist. It will die. But we do not seek that. That never mind, we shall die. So long we live, javat jivet sukham jivet. So long we live, let us live very happily. So it is a great science. They do not know that you may think that you are living very happily, but you have to change this body, and that body may not be very happy. That they do not know. This is ignorance. Moho. Mohitam Navijana. Being bewildered by the three modes of material nature, they do not know what is the actual path. Therefore, you have to learn from the perfect person, Krishna, what is his position. Here it is said that asachyanana sutastam prajnavadam savasase vatasam avatasam sodam. This is not the subject matter of eulogizing or lamenting. The subject matter will be different. That is so. Then we will explain next one. Thank you very much.